Just a reminder, if you wanted to stream the show or any of the shows here at 97.1 The Ticket, you can do so with the Odyssey app. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Take it with you wherever you go. Let's do it in your car. Let's do it in your phone, your device, wherever. It's great. Got a rewind feature there. You can go back 24 hours, listen to stuff that was said earlier. And you want to keep up to date with what's happening? If you're out of town, you want to know what's going on in Detroit, you want to get up to date on, hey, if the Lions make a trade, good to download the Odyssey app and hear us talking about it. Speaking of which, we were talking about the trade deadline and you know a little bit what the Lions, obviously we all know they need to add a pass rusher. I don't think anybody has fallen off of that stance. If anything, it's just gotten more and more of a sense of urgency to get it done. But Kang, I was thinking of this. I know what it seemed like last year. They haven't come out and said specifically about Chase Young, that was a guy that they didn't want, right? But you read between the lines and you think, okay, that's probably not he's not the team-oriented guy that they want. But Chase Young's only on a one-year deal with New Orleans. And he's not having a great season. He's got two quarterback sacks. It's a terrible team they have in New Orleans. If the price were nothing, and it's not like his salary is going to cost you a ton of money for the rest of the season, would you bring him in for like a seventh-round pick in 2 years?
Yeah, basically what Josh Uche got traded for.
Josh Uche got was a sixth-round pick in 2026. Would you be willing to bring that player here for that lower price?
That's really, really an intriguing question, Gator, because I think you know, like as well as I do, Chase Young didn't check all the boxes for the Lions last year for clearly some reasons that I don't even think were locker room reasons. I think it was just tape. Like you see a guy give up on plays and not pursue the ball completely all the way through until the play's over, whistle to whistle, all that stuff. But if they're just going to give him to you, like if it's a seventh round pick, guess what? That's probably damn near the last pick in the draft because you're one of the best teams in the league. The Chiefs gave up a sixth round pick in 2026. That might as well be a seventh round pick with how good the Chiefs are, right? So if you're asking me, would I take a chance on Chase Young just for nothing? My answer is yes. Because here's the thing. You don't need an every down defensive end from Chase Young. I need him to play the role, like kind of what James Houston did a couple years ago, is you're going to be in there on third and long. Go get the ball or go get the quarterback, right? Now, if there's questions about his work ethic, and like I said earlier, and maybe not playing all the way through the whistle, I think if you get into this system, into this locker room, into this culture, I think that changes, at least for the rest of this year, you know? And he sees what this team's about, what Dan Campbell's about, what the rest of the players are about. You fall in line. It's almost like the Patriot way or whatever. Any good team, any good culture, the Steelers, the Ravens, whatever, pick your, you know, good locker room. I would be willing to take down, especially for nothing. Because right now what you have is you don't have much as far as guys that are able to beat their man one-on-one and get the quarterback. Chase Young has shown he can do that.
I just thought I'd bring it up because I'm thinking to myself, I mean, anything is better than, not anything, but something like Chase Young is better than what they have.
Yeah. Okay? No disrespect to the other guys,
I mean, even though Chase Young has not lived up to the billing of being a second pick overall in a draft, and he's never had more than 7.5 sacks in a season, he has not shown the propensity to stay healthy. He is the ultimate rental player. Because it's it. His contract's up after this year. And again, you're not paying him much of anything because he signed a free agent deal to go to New Orleans and it wasn't much of a deal anyway. Hoping that he will have recognized that playing for a good organization like San Francisco last year, that maybe he's got that taste back. Like, I really miss playing for a winner. I started my career in Washington. We did nothing. I got to San Francisco. We get to the Super Bowl. Don't win it. But man, that was fun. And now I'm back in New Orleans. We have no shot. We're terrible. And then I'm going to get greedy because I don't think that stops you from going out and getting somebody else either. If you could land Za'Darius Smith and Chase Young and it costs you not even a 2025 draft pick. Let's say it costs you a sixth-round pick in 2025 and a sixth-round pick in 2026 to land both of those players. Is that a no-brainer or is that something you'd have to think about?
Oh, that's a no-brainer because I feel like Za'Darius might cost you like
maybe it costs you more. Maybe you I should know? Say give more credit. Let's say it's a fourth round pick. Yeah. In 2026, a fourth round pick in 2026.
Oh, I do it. I definitely do it. I mean,
I do it for him alone, but why not go and mm-hmm. fortify the position, take a chance? Because if you're going to take a flyer on Chase Young, who clearly isn't going to cost you much.
Chase Young would be like,
he's just a name at this point, right? Josh Uche was traded for a 2026 sixth-round pick. I mean, is this a no-brainer?
Yeah, because...
if he's available, I mean, I would assume he's available. Yeah. What are the New Orleans going to hang on to him for?
Because what you have right now, and I want to say this with all due respect, is they just activated a guy from someone else's practice squad. You know what I mean? Like Isaiah Thomas, which, by the way, I love the fact they wore an Isaiah Thomas Pistons jersey the game.
That was nice.
Yeah, you're playing guys like Pat O'Connor. I said I didn't even get his name right. And Isaiah Thomas. So, yeah, I'd take a flyer.
Muhammad.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you're still playing James Houston, who isn't getting it done. And it just... I understand the trepidation, and you know, when you look between the lines last year and read between the lines last year, and you say, okay, Chase Young's guy does take some plays off. Maybe he's not the greatest locker room guy. I don't know if he is or isn't, but if he doesn't fit the culture, why bring him in? Well, the reason why you might bring him in is because maybe you've got enough guys that fit the culture that can help him assimilate to what the culture is. Maybe he can be motivated by the coaching staff that the Lions have. I feel pretty good about the Lions coaching staff. But if they still say, yeah, no, not a fit, then I guess you don't. Eric is in Detroit. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right.
I was calling in for my champ and champs of the week. So my champ is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs. For the 70-yard run and how he's just been playing. He's been awesome.
He's been incredible.
Chump, and I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned this, is Anthony Richardson for checking himself out of a game because he said he was tired. You're a quarterback. How you expect your team to look at you? You're going to lose your team. Ain't nobody going to follow you. You should have just stayed on the field and said you was injured. You couldn't get your breath hold. Injury timeout, but don't come out in the media and say, I was tired.
Well, if you fall down and let's say you get hurt, you do have to come off the field to play. What he was just doing is saying that I need to come off the field without pretending that he was hurt. I mean, he was having a rough day, man. He finished up 10 of 32 passing in that game. He was on the run for his life the entire time. He got sacked 5 times. He ran it 6 times for 45 yards. I mean, Houston is relentless with their pass rush. Kang, you're a huge Anthony Richardson fan. I know you're trying to catch as much of that game as you can. My man was upset with him for saying he was tired. He had to come out of the game.
That's not a good look, man.
It's
not a good look. And like, I can't defend Richardson this year. He's been bad. You know, he hasn't progressed like I thought he would. And then you can't come out and say, "Hey, I needed a breath." You can't.
It's tough. That's tough, man.
I was tired. I'm not going to lie. No, lie.
Jonathan Taylor's like, dude, but Jonathan Taylor gets to come out of the game once in a while.
Uh-huh.
When the quarterback has to come out of the game, now it's all of a sudden, oh, you can't do that.
And on top of that, Richardson looks like he's in great shape. It's not like, you know.
But he just got back, though. Last week was his first game back?
Can't say it, though.
No, you probably can't. It doesn't. It's not a good look. Like, optically, it leaves a lot to be desired. Jim is next up here, 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Jim.
Yes. Got champs and chump.
All right.
Detroit Lions.
Hold on. We do one champ.
Oh, right. But I got an unusual one, but very important. Graham Glasgow. Think about what they just did. They won 4 games in a row, correct? And the fourth game ago, he went in for center when Ragnow was hurt. And then the next game, Ragnow was back, so he went back to his left guard position. And then against 2 weeks ago, the right guard was hurt, so Glasgow went to right guard. And then the game yesterday, he went back to left guard. They kicked butt all 4 games, and he never complained. That's a champ to me.
Okay. I got you down, Graham Glasgow. I think he's played awfully well. He's a good player for this team. And your chump?
And he's versatile. How many players in the NFL and in the pros do that?
I think most guys that are interior linemen are kind of, you know, interchangeable. They play learn both guard positions, and they can play center. I think a lot of those guys do, but I don't want to take credit away from him. I think he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he did it, and they kicked butt all four games. But our chump is the Chicago Bears secondary on that Hail Mary play.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. And Matt Eberflus just basically confirmed it. Said today that, yeah, Tyreek Stevenson, he's responsible for that. He's supposed to box out and clearly did not box out the receiver for Washington. He called him out in the press conference.
He's got to be suspended at this you point, right? Think, I mean, he just threw him under the bus, into the bus, whatever.
I mean, you stood behind a bus. You said, back it up.
Yeah, you drove the bus.
I'll let you know when you got too far. Keep coming.
Because he's like, I mean, he hasn't had the best tenure over there right now. You know, so he can't afford to lose games that you're supposed to win. So
no,
he's like,
he can't.
What, me, man? Was not me.
It was not me.
So, that guy.
I mean, you're there. You're a defensive guy. What happened there? I told him. You know, we have all these contingencies where people are supposed to be. And he was there. He was supposed to be there. And he didn't do that. It wasn't his responsibility. Nice job. But in the end, the Bears lose, and that's a good thing. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket.